It's May 2nd, 2024, 9 a.m. Call to order the Rancho Marietta Community Services District Communication and Technology Committee. I am Director Steve Booth. Present today are Director Linda Butler, Director of Finance and Administration Mark Madelich, Acting Director of Operations Travis Bohannon, and District Secretary Amelia Wilder. First item we have is discussion item update on our website and social media. Amelia?
We have had a lower number of users last 28 days at 1,600. We usually have more, but there hasn't really been a lot of super interesting stuff going on. No Scott Road flooding, et cetera.
Only the Integrated Water Master Plan, excuse
well.
Me. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Most people, of course, come by organic search. They just kind of happen onto our website. Direct search being, oh, I'm going to make this bigger. This is always my favorite page. Direct search being the second. And so this page tells us where people are looking at us from. The United States being number one. India, Canada, Brazil, United Kingdom, Germany, and friends from Bangladesh.
Wow.
So when Andy gets back, I did this late yesterday. I didn't have a chance to ask him to see if he has any insights on why somebody from Bangladesh would look at us.
Who is this?
Andy Lee, the new IT manager.
Of course, we haven't met him.
You haven't met him?
Nope.
I have not met him, no.
He was at the...
We thought he'd be introduced, but he wasn't.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's not your responsibility.
In the last 30 days, this is just the same information from before. And, oh, what pages are they looking at? Just the main page is number one. How to pay a bill, employment opportunities, our phone numbers. Oh, and getting onto the account. That's the first time that that's made it on. Huh? So they're going through there to access their account, their billing account for Tyler. That's exciting. 140 people looked at the Integrated Master Plan last month.
No, hallelujah.
And 122 searched the Board of Directors.
So just looking at that.
Yeah, let's go back.
That 1.4K on the homepage. My guess is that then they're clicking onto these other pages from there because the numbers just about add up.
Yes. Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, they have to hit the homepage first. Yeah. So they're being double counted, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right? And then I would imagine if they went to the homepage and then checked how to pay my bill and then went to office phone numbers, they'd be counted three times.
Yeah. It's interesting. When I post a post on Nextdoor, I get about twice that number in the first 48 hours.
Yeah.
Twice the 1,400?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not twice, one and a half.
Okay.
Anywhere from 1.7 to 2.2.
And this is our Facebook audience. Again, way more women than men. There's the age breakdown. At least everybody looking at Facebook is from California.
And how do we know gender and age? Is that based on the profile? It automatically captures that information when...
Look.
I assume that must be the case. It must be off the... So the Facebook must recognize the profile of the individual and then makes that information available to us in this form. Has to be. Yeah. Okay. What's that total? 15, 26, 41... Not quite 220. I mean, not quite 320. Okay. All right. The next item on our agenda is tentative Integrated Water Master Plan meeting schedule. In the packet, there's a copy of a draft agenda that was prepared shortly after our last committee meeting. I sent it out to several folks. Michael Fritchie had one suggestion which resulted in me modifying, I think it was item 5, I think I added something in there. But Linda, have you had a chance to review this? Does this look like a good agenda?
Yeah.
And then I also, at the same time, and I forgot to send this to Amelia to ask her to have it copied for the packet today, but I also, based on our discussions at the last meeting, and we had some really good ideas from staff and audience, I prepared the following opening statement for me as the moderator. It says, good evening and thank you all for joining us tonight. This integrated water master plan is perhaps the single most important project CSD leadership and the community face today. Our agenda tonight includes 3 primary items: a review of each of the first 2 phases of the project, 1, identifying and quantifying our potable water supply, and 2, calculating and projecting our water demands today and in view of planned or proposed build-out. And then 3, determining how those first 2 elements intersect and how we as a community will address how to ensure an adequate supply of safe potable water for our homes and businesses. In this regard, we have asked the consultants to provide a brief review of the Phase 1 findings that have been previously shared regarding the water supply, after which we will provide a few minutes for clarifying questions or comments from members of the audience. Then the consultants will present a brief review of the previously shared Phase 2 findings regarding projected water demands and a few minutes for clarifying questions or comments from the audience. Most of our time tonight will be dedicated to the presentation regarding Phase 3 of the project and some of the options we may consider in matching water supply with future demands. A much longer period will be reserved for questions and comments from the audience. If there are questions or comments remaining when we reach the allotted time for the review of Phases 1 and 2, we will ask the remaining individuals to wait until the conclusion of the Phase 3 presentation to speak to ensure we have adequate time to discuss this new third component of the project.
Great. Is there, there's no mention of the CIPs, the capital improvements that are supposed to go along with with all this stuff, with the various phases. I know they talked about getting to it in July, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Feeling like.
I don't know what they're going to have projected. I mean, and it's.
Well, even if it's not a projection in dollars, I would like to see what they think is going to have to be done, and perhaps, you know, a small or a guess or a whatever you would call it.
Yeah. Travis, have you been in contact with the consultants with Mike in Michael's absence?
I have not. I've actually been, I was just working on the CIP.
Oh, were you? Okay.
And one of the questions that me and Mark were talking this morning, and one of the questions that I have going through that, and I was going to talk with Mark about, is until the board decides what direction they're going to go with this integrated water master plan, how do we know what CIPs? I mean, we can put everything that we, you know, that could do under potential, you know, or a, but until the board decides what direction they're going to go, we don't know.
Well, actually, part of the decision making process for the board, at least for my place on the board, is I want to know how much this is going to cost, or at least approximately, because I can't make what do they call it?
Form decision.
Oh, yeah, right. Thanks. I have so much trouble with words lately. It's hard to make a informed decision if you're not informed.
Yeah. So, I'm so sorry. So
no,
we do plan on having a list for you, and there is a list that's already been drafted, and we're just kind of cleaning it up and tightening it up, and it's going to have the source of funding. It's going to have. If it's a multi-year project, I think we talked about it at the last board meeting, that the board would like to see, you know, a project that's going to span multiple years, what's the total cost of that project, but then what's anticipated to be spent in fiscal 24-25, and then we'll have those projects prioritized. So you'll see a section that's rollover projects from prior years that are already in progress, So we've already spent money on them, and, you know, there'll be a decision, you know, you'll make a decision, you know, do we continue and finish it? And then there will be projects that are considered priority projects, and that will dovetail in with some of the aspects of the Integrated Water Master Plan. I think that's more of a plan for like the next 30 years, potentially, but those will be the priority projects, and that will dovetail in and tie into that to a degree. And then there will be a section for just proposed projects and, you know, more kind of like a nice to have versus need to have analysis for you guys to make some decisions on.
So kind of three components here. One, and at the conclusion of the last board meeting, I specifically asked, challenged, demanded, whatever's the right word, of the consultant to outline for us the options for meeting our water demands moving forward, especially taking into consideration climate change and the proposed build-out. And I specifically recall asking, you know, what those options would cost and how long they would take to implement. So I'm really hopeful that we have something like that presented to us at our next board meeting, and then again at the town hall. And I think that that's a subset of the overall CIP projects, you know, which we do review annually. I know kind of the third piece of this, Mark, is you'll recall there was a lot of discussion about how to proceed with proposed budget for this year and putting money into reserve for those capital improvement programs. And I think you just hit on a key element for me, and that is we've got these projects, and ultimately we may anticipate project number one is going to cost X number of dollars, but that may be amortized over 2, 3, 4 budget years. And so we're not going to have a $20 million hit in the next fiscal year for the capital projects, which I think may be a point that some of my colleagues on the board missed on our discussion about the budget. And I think in terms of communicating with the community, to bring it back into this committee's aegis, just saying we're going to put $2.6 million into reserves isn't real instructive. But here's the things we're going to fund with that $2.6 million, and how much of that reserve, because we know our reserves have grown since 2021.
Yes.
And so how much of our reserves are we, and that's one of the questions that I know that Director Pohl keeps asking. You know, how much, and I think
Director,
so, you know, how much are we going to spend next, you know, so how much of this reserve are we going to have to tap in the next fiscal year? So are we going to end up with a net reduction?
Is it going to take us to replace it?
Yeah. So I just think, and I think that that's important for us to share with the community. I, for one, as I expressed before, have a tough time justifying putting $2.5 million more into reserve if it's going to sit there. You know, if it's not going to be utilized. And again, I think to Director Butler's point, you know, what this integrated water, and your point, Mr. Bohannon, what this integrated water master plan presents to us, you know, may change our priorities on our CIP, and, you know, we don't know what those dollar signs are going to be yet.
The other, to me anyways, the other part of that, and we may have even talked about it, Steve, you and I, is we have to keep the capital improvements for the Integrated Water Master Plan separate because of what you said, Travis. We don't know if or what we're going to be doing. And if the capital improvements for the Integrated Water Master Plan are not going to be anything that we need if we don't have a build out, then we need to know that too.
So
does that make sense?
It does, and I think where where I'm at is we have on the CIP list, you know, there for, I'm just going to, just for drilling a well.
Mm-hmm.
And so this morning, Mark instructed me to, okay, this is the total, but how much of this are we going to spend next fiscal year?
Mm-hmm.
So I think where I was going with is until, it's kind of hard to determine how much we're going to spend. I mean, are we going to do a study? Do we want to spend $250,000 on a study for Clementia water if the board says we're not even going to discuss using Clementia, just as an example?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the all of the possibilities are there. It's just what do I do, you know, how am I going to denote what we could, what we're going to potentially spend next fiscal year without knowing the direction, you know, that the board wants to go. Now, I mean, I can say, well, I'll put this here for next fiscal year just in case, and then if it doesn't, then we got extra money. Woohoo.
I think that's why separating it out from the regular budget is probably something that we're going to have to do, because we can't look at...
Unless they overlap, and that's probably very likely.
Yeah. We can't look at the Integrated Water Master Plan from only one perspective, and that's build out. You know, that may not be something that this board chooses to go forward with. And yes, there are ramifications from all of that, but I think the only way we can make an informed decision, no matter how rounded up or rounded down you get with it, we've got to know what build out according to the Integrated Water Master Plan choices. And all of them were pretty, I mean, most of it would probably be Clementia. Some of it would be recycled water. I don't know, you know, what some of the other issues would be, but even just, you know, a good guess. And also what the developer is responsible for. They'll probably get us to sign off on not doing.
Yeah, interestingly enough, I've had quite a bit of contact with people in the community since the presentation by Mattos. And I know we had a formal communication directed to the board yesterday from Janice Eckhart, who has provided input to this board in the past. There's a growing sentiment about the feasibility of these options that were presented by the consultant. And so I hope that consultant is prepared to respond to questions, and I think there's going to be a considerable amount of criticism levied on those options. I myself have shared with some others, with the general manager and with President Mabee, my own concerns about the alternatives that were presented to the board the other night. And I'm seeing a lot of communication, and I'm being, you know, stopped on the street, as it were,
mm-hmm.
by folks, you know, reiterating some of those. So I think you're right. I think we're going to have a, at some point, hey, if this is what we need to do to provide water, and this is how much it's going to cost and how long it's going to take, we're going to have to share that with the community before any final decisions
Absolutely.
Are made.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because my guess is the price tag is going to be pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question is, how do we generate that revenue? Is there sufficient money in reserves? Do we have to increase rates? Do we put out a bond measure? I mean, you know.
There's a question that goes along with that, and that is, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
If so, we can feel comfortable with this community and the build out of what is currently being built, and we don't feel we're putting the community at risk with that, then why are we considering development? And that's I haven't had the answer yet to that
Yeah, well, and it's not just our decision either. So
Exactly.
It involves other government entities and and private enterprise, and it's a very complex question. So, but it sounds like we're ready. Amelia, you asked me the other day to confirm 6 o'clock start time for the meeting, and the agenda that I prepared says 6 to 9. I hope we don't need that much time, but we may very well.
And I'll get the banners printed. I'm going to send that over today, and I'll have them posted early next week.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you.
Just FYI, they won't put them up until 2 weeks before the event.
RMA,
yeah. But this, if you got them there 3 weeks before, then you could be guaranteed that they would be up and... And there's a form.
To Barb at the front gate, at the front desk at RMA?
You have to form. You have a form that you fill out.
Well, we can,
and you can do that.
The banner we make for out here, we can just put up as soon as we get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Right up front, sure.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we're pretty well prepared. We will have to figure out, did we ever land on how much time we wanted to allow on the review of the first two phases and questions?
I thought it was 3 minutes.
No, but I mean total time.
Oh, I don't know how long their her presentation will be.
Yeah. I mean, based on what she presented to the board, and actually that was the kind of executive summary that I was looking for.
Yeah, right.
And that was pretty brief on those first two. So, I mean, it seems 15 or 20 for each.
I think
presentation wise.
I think you guys settled on 30 minutes for the first two to give
for each segment.
That included her presentation.
Yeah, her presentation's five, maybe 10 tops. 20 minutes for questions.
You were given 20 minutes or so for people to come up to for clarifying questions. I think that's what was kind of settled on last one. Not 100% sure.
I think one of the things we have to try to remember, too, is if there's a question that is either repetitive or we are going to answer in the third phase or something like that, that we say to people, can you hold that till we get to this section or that section?
Yeah, and I'm pretty practiced in that.
I'm
so
sure you are.
So, okay, so I think then we plan the first hour max on the review. And I'm hoping we can keep it shorter than that. I'm hoping there aren't a lot of questions, that the information is out there and people have had a chance to digest it, so we can focus on the third piece, which is really kind of the key for this meeting. Okay, anything else on that?
What are we doing besides banners?
Flyers. I'll ask if Bella will post it again on their
sign. That'd be good, yeah.
And then it will be twice in the River Valley Times under community briefs.
Okay.
And then will you head up the flyers if I get them printed for you? Director Pudd?
I'm not going to be around.
There are flyers already out in the community, and there will be more.
Well, they're not CSD flyers.
They're not CSD flyers. No, they're
some. If I make them, will you help? Will you post them? Get them posted, Linda?
Posted where? Oh, where I do the others?
Yeah.
I'll find some places.
And then for the meeting, Amelia, we'll need copies of the agenda.
How many?
I would plan on 200.
At least.
Very good.
Yeah, that's good.
And, you know, last time we had a QR code that we put up with the slides that Lisa's going to present. Hopefully we can have those available again digitally.
Yeah, and then we also tape some on the wall.
Yeah.
That, so they can just go up and take a picture of. So that.
Well, we tape the QR code. But
yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we posted those around the room.
Yeah.
And then people could sit with their personal device and see, because, again, the projector in that room, from the back of the room, you can't read what's up there. It's like me here. I can't read any of that.
And there's room on the bottom of the agenda. I can just put the QR code right on the bottom
of the agenda. That'd be great.
And it's kind of two birds with
one stone. That'd be great. And then we'll need to print some up to post them on the wall,
okay.
As Travis mentioned. Anything else we need for that meeting, Linda?
I don't know if we need it. I'm either like water and coffee or something like that, or maybe just water.
I think the country club provides water.
I think they provided water last time. Who's arranging to make sure we have PA?
We'll take care of that.
Yeah, I don't know when Michael plans to be back.
Because last time their PA system didn't work, and Michael brought his own personal PA system.
I thought their PA worked fine.
Is that okay? I knew there was one time.
He had another.
The first time.
Yeah, and we had cords and stuff. This is all Bluetooth on their system. Right. I think the issue was we were limited on the number of microphones that we had, but I'm perfectly happy with only having two microphones.
So I can contact the country club and see if theirs will be available for
you. Yeah, okay. And I think Chantil Russo, I think is that her name, Russo? Probably can help you arrange that.
We'll go over there and test it beforehand to make sure it's working.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, and I got there early last time, and others were there early, so set up. You know, we need a couple of tables in the front, or at least a table in the front. I don't know who among the consultants are coming, but, you know, we need tables up front. And then, like I said, if their system works with two microphones, then we can hand one to a person who wants to ask a question and one to a panel member who's going to respond.
Okay.
Or make a comment. So, all right. I mean, we've done this a couple times. I think we've got it pretty well handled. Anything else on that before we move to the next item? There are no members in the public. Amelia, have you received any public comment for this?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay. So, Director Butler, I'll turn to you. Any additional comments or suggestions?
I'm trying to think.
For the committee?
I think not. I think we're good.
Okay.
Oh, I have one thing. Can you put something in the next pipeline about the meeting, town hall meeting?
It was on the front page of this pipeline, and then it'll already be over because it's May 30th, and the pipeline will miss
everything. Oh, so the one that's coming out.
Yeah, you should have gotten it in the mail already, Linda.
I probably did.
Anyway.
I haven't seen it in the mail yet.
Okay, so the bill's probably...
Now, I went to electronic billing, but in the 2 months since I did that, I received a hard copy with the pipeline. But I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I don't know when it... But, yeah, but I mean, we miss it.
That's
okay.
As of yesterday's mail.
So it's coming out right now.
Front page.
Perfect. Okay.
Are you still on e-billing? You're still on e-billing, technically.
Well, I signed up for e-billing, okay. But each month I've received an email with my bill, and I've also received a hard copy.
Okay, so you're getting both.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, I have not received one this month yet, but it's only April. What,
one
April?
Of the things
yeah, we're mailing
we asked,
out on the
April
first.
2nd today.
Yeah,
one of the things we asked for is schedule. That the pipeline go out to everybody, even people who are on e-bill.
Oh, okay. So if they signed up for e-bill only, we're still going to hard copy mail the pipeline
too? In theory, that was what.
Why can't it be sent digitally? Oh, it does come
from something.
It does go digitally. So it does go digitally. It should be digital.
It's a separate. You have
I don't think I received. I don't have to go back and look at my emails now.
Thank you for bringing it up because I will pull yours personally and I'll see what's going on with it.
Okay.
That'll be a good test case.
Yeah.
And we'll see what's happening.
All right.
Okay.
I don't recall seeing the pipeline digitally attached to the bill.
Okay.
Well, it's a link. And one of the reasons why I pushed for having it mailed is simply because most people were not clicking on it and opening it.
Oh, that's right. It is a link in the e-bill, and when you just click the link, then it pulls the pipeline up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
true. Oh, I see it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, if there's nothing further for the committee.
Director Booth, did you want to give...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me. As I said, I would forget. So, Director Butler, we're meeting at 8:30 on this committee, and there's some reason we changed to 9. I don't know if it was last month or this month. Do we want to continue meeting at 8:30 or at 9?
Well, 9's better.
I frankly prefer 9 as well.
Okay.
And then I forget, we usually meet the first Thursday of the month,
that's
right?
That's true, yeah.
So first Thursday, so in June, that would be the 6th of June is the first Thursday, and then we'll plan each month to month, and at least for the rest of this year, Amelia.
At 9 a.m.
9 a.m. start time.
Thank you so
please.
Much.
Okay. There's nothing else?
I'm sorry, Amelia. We are having the June board meeting on the 5th, right?
We're having the June board meeting on the 5th. That's correct. So we're still on our regular schedule for the 15th of May. Then it'll be, and that's 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. start time. So you'll be here for closed session before that, right? June will be starting at 5 p.m. unless I get other direction on June 5th. I'll go back to the regular start time at 5 p.m. for the general open session.
We should just always have a closed session because it seems like
we have something to talk about. It seems like every month. Yeah. Right.
There's only been a handful of times since I've been here.
That we have it. Yeah.
Yeah, that we have it. And I'll get that back on the front splash of Facebook and the website that it'll start at 4 p.m. for May with the hopes of having the integrated water master plan presentation start right at 5.
Fine.
And then we'll go into the budget hearing.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be a busy
now
meeting.
I'm done.
If there's nothing further to bring before the committee, we will adjourn.
Okay.
It's 9:33.